E ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e o nā mea huna no e au o nā mele. E ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai kai ke mai luna mai e. O nā mea huna no e au, o nā mele, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai ka ike mai, luna mai e, o nā mea huna no e au, o nā mele, e ho mai. E ho mai, e ho mai, e mahalo nui loa.
Goddesses, gods, feel this earth talk to you today. Feel the trees, the ancient trees, talk to you today. Hear the birds talk to you today. Remember hearing them before. Do you remember? Drop deep inside to that well of remembrance and let yourself feel those days, those times when you were honored, when you were the spiritual, purposeful goddess here, with your people, guiding them, loving them, and them loving you. This is the place. This is the time for you to return and remember and feel the energy of light. Thousands of years later, the light that you bring clears everything that was not light and brings light again to this land and to your lives. So take a big breath in of this cleansing light. Release it into this land, to this place. Take another breath. Here we are, one light.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. It is a beautiful day. You sit in the island of Crete, an ancient palace. And the sun and the weather is glorious. Dear ones, I want you to use this so you're comfortable with this message, so there are no distractions. For the message today is about ancient ones and current ones. There is so much that you can take from this place. There is so much learning here. If you compare what is here to what is now in your life, and we're going to do that. First, we love to give comments on the comments. Where you sit in this ancient place, you're told about the master builders. Thousands of years ago, you're told about the fact that they had running water. You're seeing for yourself the validation of what we told you earlier. This civilization, modern, respected women, high consciousness, beautiful art, even music. And we told you that this was indeed the forerunner to civilization on Europe. And it happened on an island. You see this for yourself with your own eyes as you connect the dots of what we have been telling you about the propensity of Lemurians. And here you are sitting in this place, in this island, and there's a lot to see. This was a grand civilization, and they were very smart. You are told that part of the destruction here, after all of these years, they can still see it was destroyed by fire. I have something to tell you, dear ones. I want to connect the dots with something. This was not a surprise. This was one of many fires. When you use oil for light and you have earthquakes, don't you believe a civilization of this intelligence would prepare for it and be able to put it out and expect it? And that is indeed the case. Many fires occurred here. In fact, it was common for fires to occur in many civilizations in towns where all they had was oil for light and a ground that shook on a regular basis. But what I want to really remind you of is something for you to really look at. I want you to see something. You've been told that this is the birthplace of the mythological god Zeus. You have heard the story and the puzzle many times. What was first, the chicken or the egg? How can you have a god born? If the god is a god, you wouldn't think it would have to have a mother or a father. In this particular case, Cronos and Rhea were part of the elements, part of the stars, part of the earth itself. So you might say that the Greeks selected Zeus to be born of Gaia. Therefore, you take a look at something that is unique to the linearity of humans. Now, I want you to pay attention, because in this short message, we're going to talk about applying what I tell you now to your personal life. The Greeks looked around, and everything they saw was themselves. Earth was seeming to be isolated. They didn't know the dynamics of solar systems yet. They simply saw a backdrop in the sky that moved. We've said it before, everything moved around them. The stars moved around them. Even identification of the planets, the constellations, it was all part of Earth. There was no concept that Earth was part of something bigger. Therefore, everything was drawn into itself. The sun and the moon placed and moved eventually in mythology by the gods. And so they only saw that which they then applied to themselves. So the god Zeus being born of Earth or the planet means that it came from their central source. The highest power they had was the planet. They could have any time postulized perhaps what later Galileo saw. They could have done the math, and they were good at it, and figured out they were part of something bigger, but they did not. Now I want to ask about you in this short message. Dear ones, that's exactly what many humans are doing today. All they have is themselves. There's nothing bigger. Everything is pulled to you. If something beautiful happens to you, you call it luck. If you've had a string of things which were challenges on this planet, you look at that and you say, woe is me, it's just luck. Everything centers around you. All of the senses that you have, of course, are yours. And you feel the earth and what is around you by those senses. And most of humanity will walk around and they are their own planet. And they never look at anything bigger or higher or anything that is possible other than themselves. I want to introduce you to something. You are part of a whole. Later it was discovered that Earth was part of something grand and that everything moved. And the Earth moved around many things. You are the same. You really are. You don't need to have a consciousness which is your God. You don't have to have that which is false before you or mythological before you in order to make sense of your own life. Consciousness is now grown up and higher, and you can look around and you can see there is no luck, there is synchronicity, and that your consciousness actually can control how you move. You move around others and others move around you in ways that are beautiful, and you can plan it and you can see it. There is so much here. There is a grander energy within you. If only the Greeks had known that there was something bigger than the earth. But instead, they thought everything belonged to the earth, even the sun, which walked across the sky on a regular basis. Dear ones, there's things walking across your life on a regular basis, and you don't even know it. There's a majesty. There are entities. There are divas in the forest. There are things around you that in older days they would even say are magic. And all of this available today when you start claiming the Creator inside. So much you can do. You might even say you're your own goddess and Greek god together. You might even say that you are your own Zeus. This is what you have. But you must start looking outward instead of inward for evidence. And when you see it, you can then turn inward to find the Creator inside. We have told you so many times that the real peace of all things that you desire, the healing, is inside you. But what is inside you represents a grand exterior of things that move around in the sky. All of this to say, dear ones, there is no mystery of why things happen the way they do. And the sooner you can realize this, the sooner you can be empowered as a human being and be that which you desire, one who controls your own life and everything around it, inside and out. The message of Kryon doesn't change much, does it? But those who hear it are starting to realize the truth of it and connecting the dots. I want you to celebrate everything that is here that you see. It's a forerunner to civilization starting to return to peace, to where women are seen in the position they should be in. You sit in it. And so it is. Yeah.